Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with the catch-up.
After Qantas boss Alan Joyce copped a pie in the face during a speech here in Perth today, we want to know what interrupted your speech.
We talked to Ryan John, whose message for his birth mother he's never met has gone viral ahead of Mother's Day.
And Nick Bruning, finance expert from the Western Channel 7, joins us for a full budget wrap.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow and Chipper Funerals.
Pie in the face for Qantas chief executive Alan Joyce.
Now, it's been 6 months since I've been here to announce the... heck. I don't know what that was about. Excuse me. I might take a break for a second, guys, and just clean up a little bit, and I'll come back.
I know what you mean. It's the combination of sounds in there, isn't it?
It's the squish. Just... you get it. Got right full frontal pie in the face.
He was giving a keynote to 500 guests for the West Business Leadership Matters event at the Hyatt Regency when that happened, to interrupt his speech.
Really came out of the blue. We still don't know exactly what it was all about, but I'm sure we'll find out.
What interrupted your speech, Leslie, in Wanneroo?
Yeah, it was my nan's funeral.
Oh,
and
dear.
My mum and her two sisters are giving a very emotional speech.
Yes.
Everyone's crying.
Yes.
The door of the chapel screeches open. My best friend walks in wearing this bright blue shawl, and just everyone just stopped and looked. And my parents just looked up and was like, are you serious?
Oh, dear.
No.
At the key moment of saying how wonderful my nan was, bright blue shawl.
And those doors never open quietly.
No, they don't.
This is either she's coming back, Nat is coming back, or, yeah, someone's coming in.
So at that moment, did she realise what she'd done? Or did she just sort of, sorry, guys.
She just came in, sat down.
Oh, dear.
To the fact that it was the key moment of the three daughters.
Right.
Yeah.
Saying beautiful things about their mum.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Gloria in Waikiki, who interrupted your speech, or what interrupted your speech?
Okay, it was my wedding, and we were at one of the biggest, largest churches in Parramatta, so, you know, it was a pretty big, impressive wedding.
Yes.
Catholic, of course.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, someone opens the door, and this lady comes in off the street and yells out, I have a donation, while the priest is talking. A donation! 50 cents.
Oh, my goodness.
Did the priest take the donation?
Oh, I tell you what, I've never seen guys in the pulpits and that jump so fast. They grabbed the lady, made her sit down through the rest of the ceremony and keep quiet.
Especially in the bit where the priest says, if anyone has anything to say, speak up now.
Yeah, we were lucky
donation.
It wasn't at that point.
I know.
It wasn't at that point, yeah.
You would have lost a year off your life.
Cents.
Wow, yeah. What a ripper. Thanks Gloria.
That's okay.
Alison in Seville Grove, hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
It was your uni thesis presentation, singularly one of the most nerve-wracking moments of your life. What happened?
Four really important strangers deciding whether or not I get my postgraduate degree.
Yes.
And I'm busy delivering my presentation, and throughout the whole thing I'm busy making really weird faces and gritting my teeth and sounding like I'm having a really angry conversation with someone, and then someone interrupts and goes, are you okay? And excuse me, no, I'm not okay. I'm in labour.
Oh, no.
Oh, your own child interrupted.
Oh, that's the ultimate interruption of all time.
Yeah, so literally maybe a couple of minutes before the presentation started, I went into labour.
Oh, my God, yeah. You deserved an A. I hope you got top marks for being there.
Yeah,
wow.
It went really well. And luckily, my water actually didn't break, but I kept the really weird faces and the strange voices I was making. I could have been a ventriloquist almost. with the exception of that, there was no other indication that there was anything wrong.
Oh, wow.
That is the most insane
story.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks, Alison.
There you go.
There are a whole heap of people out there, Lise, who find it an interesting time of year because they may not have actually met their birth mother.
Yes.
One of these people is Ryan John, and he's shared a different type of message. You might have seen it shared on social media or on news.com.au.
Hey, I'm Ryan, and I've never met my biological mother. I'm adopted. So every year around Mother's Day, I get this same sort of tricky conundrum going on in my mind. As someone who was adopted, from my point of view, it's you've given someone the gift of life. You've sacrificed your body, your life for someone who in 12 months, you know, you won't even know them. So if this video gets shared around enough and my birth mother views it, you know, I don't expect anything from you. I don't need you to do anything or contact me. I just wanted to say thank you for everything, and I hope you have a great Mother's Day.
And he joins us on Lisa and Pete now. So good to have you on the show, mate. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Am I eligible for that $1,000? Because I reckon I've got a pretty good story.
It's a pretty unforgettable story. Brian, your video is just a delight to watch. There are so many reasons why this situation arises, where you're all of a sudden you're a grown man and you're curious about your biological mum. It was 1987 when you were born. Yep. What do you know about the circumstances of your mum at that time?
Well, she was single and she lived in a share house with heaps of people and was having a good time. And she grew up with just like a single parent, and she believed like really strongly that, no, like kids need a mum and a dad and a big family home, because she sort of feels like she missed out on that.
Right.
So she thought the least she could do is give me the opportunity to have two parents and have all those. And so she gave me to a couple who could provide that, because she didn't think she could.
And there are all sorts of reasons why they probably felt that the best thing they could do for their baby is to give it to another couple, as they did.
Yeah, well, I think like a common misconception, and especially from the like thousands of messages I've got since I posted that video, is that in movies and stuff, everyone's depicted, like adopted children is depicted as, they find out and they're angry and they're mad and they want answers. But the reality is it's quite the opposite. I think we're all just very thankful to be alive.
Yeah,
and the fact that someone sacrificed their body and their time, and you could only imagine how stressful that would be on them. I think most people just deep down just really want to say thank you. And I think a lot of people who said, oh, thanks for putting into words what I've always felt. But what I didn't expect, and which has been like super lovely, is there's a lot of people, like a lot of birth mums, who have given kids up for adoption and always wondered, oh, I wonder what my kid thinks. And they've messaged me and like just said thank you.
Yeah, and I don't think you can even appreciate the extent of the gift that you've given some of those women who've always felt that way Ryan. I've got to ask, when I watched the video, you seem really still nervous about this whole process. And I get this feeling like you've put it on Facebook because you're like leaving it up to the fate of the gods as to whether it gets to your mum. Because you know there are quite some interesting avenues you can take now if you really want to try to get in touch. Have you looked into any of those?
No, I haven't, because as I said in the video, I'm a bit scared.
Yep.
From my point of view, I thought, like, I'll just put this out there. I've put it out there for me. So
yep.
if she gets the message, then great. And if she contacts me, great. But I don't sort of want to search for someone that might not want to be found.
Ryan, I hope that maybe you will perhaps look, because she could be looking for you too. I've just watched something on the weekend about this same sort of situation.
Yeah.
And I really feel invested in thinking that on the good side. I know there'd be some weird stories too, but I reckon there'd be so many good stories, Ryan.
Mm. Yeah, there's so many great stories. I'll share one quickly with you. This lady was at a train station in Perth when she was 49 years old.
Yes.
And I don't know which station it was, sorry, but she was 49 years old, and this old lady came up to her and said, oh, you look really familiar. Were you adopted? And the lady said, yes. Why do you ask? And she said, because I looked exactly like you 20 years ago, and I think my sister is your mum.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so apparently she missed her train and was waiting for the next one. So if you hadn't missed the train, she wouldn't have met that lady.
Oh, that's like a movie.
Yeah, they got on the train and went and met her biological mother for the first time after 49 years.
Oh, what a day. Gosh.
That video is sensational, and good on you for you know, having the grit and the guts to get out there and put that up, because, yeah, we've seen it just touch so many people, including us.
Mm.
And thanks for sharing your story on Lisa and Pete. We really appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ryan.
It is budget time. It's been handed down in Canberra, and we're joined now from the West in Channel 7 by Nick Bruning, all things finance. Good to have you on the show, mate.
Hi, Nick.
G'day, Pete. Yeah, hi, Lisa. It's my big day of the year where I get dirty sausage rolls and little sandwiches.
Oh, and they're a bit dry at this end of the day. Listen, let's break down the major stuff, starting with we're going to get, what, $1.6 billion towards a $2.3 billion road and rail infrastructure package for WA.
A lot of that was announced kind of on Sunday with Metronet, but there's going to be a bit of work done around Fiona Stanley Hospital area there to clean up some of the traffic. But look, it's been a pretty bland budget, I'd have to say. We're looking at no real tax increases other than a Medicare levy hike, which comes in 2019. So that's going to affect everyone. They're lifting the Medicare levy from 2% to 2.5%. That's basically NDIS, but it's absolutely going to hit people's hip pockets. Mm-hmm. Singers come off, not, again, not too much there, other than they'll be getting a one-off $75 energy payment for singles and $125 for couples. That comes in the next couple of weeks. But probably the big one for seniors, and it's something that's been flagged. I feel like this budget leak worse than the Titanic. But this one is about where oldies sell the family home. They can actually make a contribution to superannuation of up to $300,000 each. So, look, it could work. What's interesting, though, is that we don't crunch the numbers. It works out that if someone did that and they're on a part pension, they could end up losing pension. So it might be good putting the money into super, but if you lose part of your age pension, that's not necessarily going to stack up that well. So we'll see how that one plays out. The other thing that we're seeing is quite an incentive for first home buyers. Now, not so much of an issue in Perth because those prices have dropped so much, but certainly in the eastern states, first home buyers are going to be able to salary sacrifice. So this is where you take your pay before tax is deducted and redirect it into superannuation. You'll be able to put in $15,000 per person per year.
Gee whiz.
Up to a maximum of $30,000. Now, the thing is that when it comes time to buy your new home, you can pull all of that out. You'll get a tax credit of 30% against what you'd normally pay in tax. So it works out that if you want about, you know, $70,000 or $80,000, you might pay 2.5% tax on all that money that you pull out. And if there's a couple of you there, then you're obviously looking at two lots of $30,000 or $60,000 as a deposit. So
wow.
That will certainly help. That's going to be very attractive to people in the real estate sector.
Nick, is that you know how you can go out there and there are companies offering first home buyers grants and stuff like that? Is that going to affect any of that stuff that you can already get out on the market?
No, because a lot of the first home buyers grant comes from the state, and that $7,000 is paid for new construction. There's also a bit of a break for stamp duty on first home buyers. I think the threshold there is $430,000 or less. They don't pay stamp duty. So that's nothing to do with this. This is over and above those concessions that are already in place. So, you know, that's a real leg up for people that are starting to save money towards their house. And, you know, $30,000, as I say, over a couple of years is pretty good.
Mm.
Probably the last one, which is really interesting, is last year the poor old pensioners copped a bit of a whack with changes to their asset test thresholds. This year it's very much about the allowance recipient. So we're talking about people on new staff, sickness allowance, that kind of stuff. Get this, the government's going to introduce drug testing for 5,000 new welfare recipients.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
And if you prove positive, you'll be put onto a sort of an income management program, cashless debit cards, and put through various programs and stuff. And similarly, people that don't stump up to a job interview or something like that, they also face penalties. So it's a real crackdown on that allowance sector and something that the government's been flagging for the last couple of months or so.
All right.
The best and worst of it. Thank you very much, Nick Bruning.
Always a pleasure.
We'll wrap up tomorrow in the West.
All right.
Pleasure, mate.
Thanks, Nick.
Lisa and Pete aren't just made in Perth, they're local legends. Nominate a real local legend in your community to say thanks. See the Perslow and Tipper Funeral website to find out more.